Last Sunday, Kenneth stepped down and said, we're going to get First Lady a refrigerator. And I'm trying to get away from this because I don't want to talk about me. But Holy Spirit said, you tell those people that I said it for him to say it. And whatever I tell them to do, notice who tells? Who tells? Now talk to me. Who tells? God. What he said, whatever God tells them to do, do that with great joy. Because your harvest is when? Now. So, Lord, I obey. I've already prayed over those that have already given. Your harvest is now. It's coming. And if God doesn't tell you to give anything, we are not in strife. We are not in offenses. We are not in any of that. We are joyfully, joyfully, joyfully. I just told God it's 2015, then all of 2016, and then 2017, I should not have to be filling up ice trays. I need a refrigerator, and I have received it. It's up to God how he gets it to me. So I receive it with joy, however he sends it. Amen? I was looking at some, and I think maybe by Black Friday, I'll have it picked out and ready to buy. Amen. Then I received this text this morning, talking about Pastor Tracy last night. He talked about hindrances to receiving the now harvest in Amos 9:13. Division, strife, anger, and unforgiveness are all demonic manifestations keeping us from receiving, especially husbands and wives. I told him this morning, I have a good husband. I always had a good husband. But the things he used to do that make me mad, I would talk about them. I would talk about them more than I talk about the good stuff that he was doing. And what was I doing? I was sealing the bad stuff. It wasn't bad stuff most of the time. It was just bad to whom? What we have to understand, it's our show. Do y'all need to go? Y'all need to go? All right, y'all can go. Go ahead. If the children need to go, y'all can go ahead because I believe I'm going to change my message. My message is the power of the tongue. So this is part of the power of the tongue. Go ahead. I was listening to a show, Hannah Help Me, and this lady teaches people how to get organized. Come on, children, you may go wherever you need to go. People how to get organized. I didn't see all of it. But what Hannah was telling the lady, she had a specific way that everything had to be just so. And what she found out, there was more than one way to do the thing, and it would still be right. The children might see a different way to do it, and it would still be okay. Amen? So that was the case with them. We were doing things differently. We were seeing things differently. One thing about my husband, he is a doer. And when he get up and do it, I'm thinking, he just up and do it. I didn't realize he had thought about it, prayed about it, and then got up and did it. He just didn't talk to me about it. Amen. What I'm saying is we have to watch, make sure we keep all the strife out. Because where there's strife, there's what? Every evil work. Amen. Heaven, let my thing disappear. I'll be with you just a second. The devil loves divorce and anger because they are selfish like he is. What did I say? The devil loves divorce. He loves anger. He loves fighting. He loves strife. He loves for you to be mad because that's selfishness just like he is. Don't raise your hand. How many of you left home this morning upset with your spouse, upset with your children, left work Friday, upset with your coworkers, left here last Sunday upset with me? I believe most of you because very few, you know, I was looking at the expressions. Very few said you did a good job, First Lady, but I did what God said. Amen. It helps. Amen. Also, people talking about the anointed leaders of the house will have a person on a path up to destruction. Now, this Pastor Tracy said this. I'm just reading it. But I also heard Jesse the Planner say the same thing. He said, you better not put your mouth on me. Then he said, you better not put your mouth on the body of Christ, because God takes care of his own. Amen. The warning is now, and it must stop now. There is a now miracle that will restore and renew the heart. Repentance, did it last Sunday. Renewal, we're doing it now. Restoration and glorification. See, it's mine. Come on, it's mine now. Amen. I thought that I was blessed to read that, and I wanted to share that with you. Today, the Lord has given me a word, and I keep hearing Joran's vegetarian. It's a good word. It's a sound word. And they open up one of those vegetarian things with a tuba. We got to find him a horn, Jeffrey. And he'll get anything. One day he had some train tracks, little train tracks. They're about that long. He had a bunch of them. Another day he had some little car, and he going, boom, 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 boom. That's the way it opens up. Boom, boom, boom. But I keep hearing them saying, it's a good word. Say, it's a good word. The power of the tongue. All right, that's what we're talking about. And when you come now, don't think I already know this and I already hear this. I lost a lot for several years because I read so many of Kenneth Hagin's books. And after you read a few, you keep getting the same thing over and over again. And I thought, I don't need to read this, because I read it in the last book. But then I finally got wise. He's giving it from a different perspective. And I need to hear it again, even if it was from the what? Same perspective. Scripture, turn to Proverbs 18:21. I'm going to read this in several different translations. If you can get them up, fine. If not, you can just keep King James up. Proverbs 18:21. I want you to think about what this is saying. As she mentioned, the heart, the spirit, the soul, and the body. And we have some people that are not members of this church, several, as a matter of fact, that come on Tuesday, and they are just like a sponge. Aren't they, Landrews? They're just like a sponge. They're soaking up, and they're learning, and we're learning too, that we are spirit, soul, and body, and that there's a difference, because they've always been taught that it's the soul, and they don't know anything about the spirit. So I want you to listen. Let you get it in your soul. That's your mind. But pop it on down to your spirit and grab hold of it. Say, God is talking to me. Say, God is talking to me. Say it again. Say, God, I know you're talking to me. So you take hold of what God is saying to you. Joran, come here. Joran's playing. You think he's deaf? Joran, come here. Joran, all right, I'm going to get the drumstick. That's a ruler. He might start moving then. Don't be like that. God is speaking to me. What did she say? Change. Everybody say change. Change. Say change is good. Change. When the word changes me. Amen. Y'all so... You are so low on that. Say it again. So change is good.
Change is good.
When the word changes me. But listen to what it says. Death and life. Say death and life. Say death and life. And you know, we're talking about death. It's not necessarily physical death. There's the death of love when a couple may split up. There's death of love when maybe friends depart. There's death of finances when there has to be bankruptcy. Death, death, death. And life. Same thing. Living life. Not necessarily physical life, but physical life too. But life in, by, and through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the only life there is to live.